Poorly Read.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read.
Yeah, the best podcast.
Sure is. Just leave it there.
Yeah. Ah, fucking hell, yeah. Tom's got his San Miguel out.
I flopped my San Miguel out to say hello.
I'm just drinking fizzy water because I'm boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe I just need some sort of stimulant to...
I have had stimulants today.
Oh, okay. Well,
to be honest.
There we go, then. We're both boring, then.
Yeah. I've combined ones I shouldn't to have that extra kick.
Cool. Nice.
So if I go into cardiac arrest, then just leave me.
It's the way you would have wanted to go.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, what are we talking about today?
We're fucking ploughing through Buffy, aren't we?
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah, well, someone's ploughing through Buffy in these episodes. Dead dick. Anyway, fucking hell. Yeah, we're talking about the episode Surprise, 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 and Innocence.
Yeah.
Yeah, an unofficial two-parter.
Yeah, we have the to be continued.
Yeah.
Between each episode, yeah. Which makes it a two-parter.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah, definitely. And even if it didn't, I would still class these as a two-parter. I think they're...
Yeah,
If a episode picks up right where the last one left off, I think that's fair to say it's a two-parter.
Yeah, the story isn't complete from beginning to end of a single episode.
Yeah.
It takes two episodes to complete it, then, yeah.
It takes two to complete... It takes two to make it outside. You know that song?
Yeah, I sure do.
Do you know what? I know that bit, and I can't think of what the music is for that at all. I think it's got the funky drama that, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, you know? I think that's the
sure.
beat for it.
I can't think of how any of it goes other than that bit either.
I can't do the beat for it, but it's that really, like, that drum beat that's been sampled, like, fucking a million times.
Hmm.
I can't do an impression of it. You're good at beatboxing. You should do it.
I don't think I am.
Yeah,
am I?
You are. Well, I think you are.
Boots and cats.
I think you're above boots and cats, I think.
Perhaps.
I've been impressed when you beatbox.
Oh, thanks, mate.
I've been memorizing the rap I wrote as well, actually.
Yeah.
To bust out at parties.
Yeah. That, like as a memory exercise or just...
Like both. Basically, I mean, every now and again I YouTube Alicia Dixon rapping just to see if she's like, you know, busted out any new rhymes on like a TV show she's on. And I'm never disappointed because always that someone is like, oh, let's like drop her beat. And she just spits out some lyrics. And she said once that she was approached by it. She was in the company of a producer who heard that she rapped and she didn't have anything prepared. And she was like, she always regretted that. And so she was like, now she always has some lyrics on standby just in case the moment comes and someone asks her. And she was on a show with Craig David recently and they were like judging an act. There was like a beatbox act and they did the beatbox. And Craig David was like, oh man, you made me want to do sort of, you know, like a throw down some rhymes and stuff. And he got him to do a... like another beatbox and he did his thing, but he pointed to Alicia and she just started and I was like, man, I need to be that prepared just in case.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I do think that there is something really like appealing about the idea of like secretly being really good at something.
Yeah.
And just not telling anyone, or not secretly as in like you would lie about it, but just like it never comes up.
It's and then... I like the idea of having a party trick that, like I said, is completely unexpected.
Yeah. For me, the one, I don't think I would ever actually do this one, but the one I always think of is like table tennis.
Oh, really?
I don't know why, but like, just imagine.
Are you really good at it?
No, imagine if, like, imagine if I was like fucking competitive level good at table tennis. And then Gump level table tennis, yeah. And then, but I just never talk, like no one knows it.
Yeah.
Like I never talk about it. And then I go and then, I don't know, for some reason I imagine like a work outing or something because those are the people who kind of know the least about you anyway.
Yeah.
At somewhere like, is it called Pong or whatever? Yeah. The place where the bar where there's loads of table tennis tables. And I'm like, oh yeah, all right. Sounds good. And I just like absolutely
so
blow
sick.
Everyone away out of nowhere.
That'd be awesome. I think about stuff like that all the fucking time.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just being like secretly impressive of, like, with something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, for at a party, well, you had to be my beatboxer. So
okay. Yeah. I have done that before at a party.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. For me. That's why I think you're really good. Yeah. Anyway, fuck it out.
Yeah, two-parter.
Yeah, Buffy has a dream about some peen.
She has a dream.
Yeah, about Drusilla. Well, not about Drusilla, Drusilla features.
She features in the dream.
Yeah.
And it's generally a kind of airy, ethereal vibe.
I like her outfit.
I can't remember what her outfit is.
It's spooky.
It's clothes.
Yeah. So, birthday suit. No, fucking Buffy has a dream that she's in the bronze and people are doing weird shit and her mum drops a plate and she's like, oh. And then, yeah, and then fucking she sees Angel looking all Chris and then she's like, oh, Angel.
No, Angel is.
Yeah, and then she goes to touch him and then Drusilla appears out of nowhere and fucking stakes him in the back.
Yeah.
She's like, happy birthday, Buffy.
Happy birthday, Buffy.
Fucking congratulations. Many happy returns. And Buffy wakes up and she's all like, oh.
She's all like, oh my God, title sequence.
And then she goes to check on Angel the next day. He's all like, and she's like, oh, I had a dream about your peen. And he's like, what?
About your dead peen.
So no, I had a dream that you died. And he's like, oh, Buffy, I'm not dead. You can see.
Yeah, right, I had a dream that Drusilla was alive. Right. Did you?
So I literally wrote this down because I was like, Tom's going to have something to say about this.
That was all I want to say.
But I think that they assume, because the thing was on fire, I think they assumed that they died in the fire.
Fair enough. Well, no, it's not fair enough.
Do die in fire. Mm. So I think, because it was burnt down, the church, in when we saw the scene afterwards when she rescued, when Drusilla got Spike. So I think they hoped that they would have died in the fire of the church. Because I did think, why would you think that she's dead? And then I thought, oh, there's the fire. And I was like, okay.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I think that's the catch-all here.
Yeah. Okay.
And Angel's like, ah, Drusilla's dead, man. I fucking went back, scooped up her ashes and snorted them, man.
Yeah, she lives in me now.
Yeah. So if my accent goes weird, you know why. Yeah.
Oh, Buffy, we're going to do things later.
Me, you, and Mrs. Edith. But yeah, it's like, what do you want for your birthday?
For your birthday?
Oh, yeah, what do you want for your birthday? And she's like, I want your dead peen in my buffet.
That's what I call it. Buffy's buffet.
Yeah. Come visit the buffet. Bring a plate. and then he's like, no, she's like, surprise me. Oh, no, Buffy goes to school, and she's like, Willow, oh, my God. And I was like, what? She's like, I don't know. What are you meant to say in this bit? I was like, I don't know. Josh just told us to improvise.
But he told me I can't do the sound effects after last time.
Oh, well, I need you to do like a shock sound effect soon, then a light bulb sound effect. I need you to do a kind of sound effect for the car crash that's going to happen and for the kid that's going to die from the car crash. And then for my orgasm that's going to happen when I see the kid die from the car crash. And I was like, okay, so that's going to be like, like that, yeah?
It's perfect.
Yeah. Buffy's like, yeah, but make sure it's like, it sounds like my kind of and not just like a generic Because my are kind of like, like that. No, Buffy's like, oh, I'm worried that something bad's going to happen. I'm worried that Drusilla's still alive.
Yes. And then the next note I have is that Willow asks out Oz.
Yeah, me too.
She sees so let's Oz. Assume that's just what happens next.
No, I think Willow's like, oh, I like Oz, but I don't know what to do. And Buffy's like, just fucking ask him out.
And she's like, okay.
Okay.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Buffy. She puts on her backpack and her
monocle
pants. Her what?
I said her monocle.
She gets out her Monopoly cane and strides over. Like, hello, Oz.
She rides over in the Monopoly boat. Being towed by the Monopoly car.
She's like, oh, Oz, would you like to pass my go and collect $200, dollars, I mean? He's like, what? She's like,
Do you want to go on my poop deck?
Yes, do you want... Oh, emergency tags? She runs off.
It's your birthday, collect £20.
Oh god, but yeah, she's like, he's like, so Willow, I want to ask you on a date, but I'm scared you're gonna say no. She's like, well, I'm gonna say yes if that helps. He's like, yeah, it takes the edge off. And then he asks her, and immediately she's like, oh no, I can't. He's like, wow, plot twist. She's like, no, it's Buffy's birthday.
It's Buffy's birthday.
It's Buffy's Buffy. What? She's like, sorry, I was listening to Poorly Read and they sign off that way. But yeah, she's like, do you want to come along? He's like, yeah, sure. And I was like, you should have asked Buffy first. She might not want non-friends there.
The way they were all talking about planning her birthday party, I imagined it being much bigger than it was.
Yeah.
There are like 5 people there.
I guess Buffy has no friends though, other than them.
I suppose so.
No one likes her.
Yeah. So it's like, we're just going to meet with the usual people who are always in the library, but we're going to do it somewhere else.
Yeah, we're going to rent out the Bronze, I guess.
Also, Oz is here. Yeah. So enjoy that. Happy birthday, Buffy.
But yeah, Xander finds Cordelia and he's like, she's like, oh, I'm so mad I got to make dip. And he's like, you haven't got to make
it. No, it's me who makes dip.
Yeah. She's like, oh.
You are the dip.
She's like, ew. Why do you gotta be so rude? Just say you wanna put your salami in my beef taco.
You're mixing meats there, Cordelia.
What? I like to describe my vagina as a meat party. But yeah, and Zana's like, I wanna go public. I'm sick of sneaking around. She's like, oh, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, get away from me.
You're a nerd and I got a car. And Zana's like, Cordelia. Anyway, fucking hell, back at the warehouse. The bookish lackey!
The bookish lackey's back. Our favourite.
He gives Drusilla a package. She's like, oh, is that a present? Are you just pleased to see me? But yes, and then she does, like, is this when she looks in the package and she's like, oh, it's beautiful. It smells of evil.
Maybe.
I don't know. I think she opens the box. We don't see what's in the box. We're all like, oh, the box. She does, however, get very upset that the flowers are not what she wants.
Yes, she sure does.
Yeah, she's like, oh, these flowers are all wrong. And I was like, oh my God, calm down.
Yeah, so this the ritual like restored her physical strength, but she's still...
Yeah, because Angel drove her mad before she became a vampire, so I think that's permanent.
Right. Oof.
Yeah, right.
Big oof.
Yeah.
She still seems to like Angel, though.
She does.
That was just how mad he drove her.
Yeah. And it's not uncommon for people to still want their abusers. Boop, 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 boop. That's the helpline you need to call. And I'm back at home. It's Buffy's birthday morning. And my mom's like, oh, Buffy.
Oh, Buffy, let me drop this plate.
Yeah, are you sure you're ready for that, Buffy? And Buffy's like, what? To put a whole enchilada in my uterus and then burp? And Mom's like, yeah, sure. It's a very meat-heavy episode today, isn't it, Buffy? Like, sure.
Yeah.
Later on, I'm going to bring out a charcuterie board.
Cold meats as well as warm meats, Mother.
And, of course, dip. No, she's like, I want to drive a car. And then and I was like, are you sure you're ready for that, Buffy? She drops her plate like in the dream. And Buffy's like, oh, no, that means things are going to happen.
Oh, no. Mother, you pick that plate back up.
Let me get a cutaway to fucking Jenny's gypsy uncle showing up in her class.
Yes, her Russian uncle, her runcle.
Is he Russian?
I don't know. No, he's probably Romanian.
Yeah.
But the accent's all the same, isn't it?
I mean, it's kind of like a general... Eastern area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, oh, what does he call her? He calls her something weird. But he's like, oh, you are failing in your duties. And she's like, oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, pish, uncle.
Yeah.
You're failing in your duties.
And he's like, oh, let me remind you that Angel experiences one moment of true happiness, he dies. No, the bad things are
he's like, he just, I think he just keeps it like
vague as possible.
Angel must live in suffering.
Yes, what he did to our most cherished daughter all those years ago. The gypsy curse, it's like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And she's like,
yes,
I
that's
know.
That's what we do. We're gypsies. We curse people.
Yes. Vengeance is a dish best served cold, old Klingon proverb. and she's like, I know, uncle.
I'm not trying to warm up our vengeance, uncle.
Yeah, I'm not trying to put it in a microwave with my fucking cold cuts of turkey.
This is a meat-heavy episode.
But yeah, so we're all like, ooh. But yeah, Buffy's freaking out about the dream. She's like, Giles, dream.
Yeah, I think it was a portent.
Yeah, and Giles' like, oh, it could just be a dream, Buffy. She's like,
we should go ahead with your party anyway.
I actually respected him for that. Because Willow was like, no, we should be doing things, blah, blah, blah. And Giles' like, no, look.
There's always things we should be doing.
Yeah, there's never going to be a good time to do anything. And it's Buffy's birthday, so let's just make sure we have the party. And I was like, yeah, good on you.
Yeah, fucking fair play, Giles.
Yeah, good on you, Giles.
Smashed it, mate.
Yeah, you fucking smashed it like you smashed your bollocks in that book. Anyway, fucking hell. Jenny, later that day, Buffy goes to the library and Jenny appears out of nowhere. She appears out of a broom closet, it appears.
Yeah.
It's like, Buffy, I was just waiting for you. Buffy's like, in the broom closet?
Like, yes, I'm a witch.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to varnish my broom.
Eh?
My varnish, yeah, I meant sliding in between my kebab until it was greased. Buffy's like, what's a kebab? She's like, oh, Giles said he had to go and get a thing, get a book from home. And Buffy's like, it wasn't in the library? And Jenny's like, would you like me to drive you to Giles's? And Buffy's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right.
So they get in the car and Buffy's like, are you sure this is the way? And then Jenny's like, yo, I gotta stop by the Bronze first for some reason. And I was like,
it's like, Giles just gave me an address. He didn't tell me anything.
I was like, I'm sorry, but if I was Buffy, at this moment, I'd be thinking that Jenny is a bad guy and I walked into a trap.
She's got a long established history of being trustworthy, though.
That's true. But also, I would be like, you never know. And it also, turns out she's not trustworthy.
My friends, it turns out she's not, but she does have a long history of being trustworthy. But also, her friends do have a history of being possessed by things.
Yeah, just it was so odd that I would at least be suspicious if I was Buffy and she wasn't. I was like, that's weird. But yeah, Buffy sees fucking vampires doing weird shit by a truck and she gets out and Jenny's like, oh, God.
Bloody vampires.
Yeah, Buffy, fucking hell, like, you can't leave chicken out of the fridge for more than 4 hours and mine's been in my underwear for 3 hours and 55 minutes. If we don't get down to noshing soon, we're all going to get sick. But yeah, Buffy intercepts vampires stealing more packages like the one Drusilla had earlier. And then in the Bronze, the guys are setting up the fucking party shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it was not worth having a party for the amount of people that were there.
I thought it was just a bit overkill to rent out the club.
And was it the Bronze?
Yeah. And I was like,
well, then how did Buffy not recognize where they were going? And Jenny was like, all Giles gave me was an address. I don't know anything about where it is.
I think Buffy says, isn't this the Bronze? She says, oh,
does
about
she?
The Bronze, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Buffy comes crashing through the window, slays a vampire. And I was like, someone's going to have to pay for that window.
Yeah. That's not your window, Buffy.
Yeah. And after all the commotion, Cordelia suddenly somehow didn't hear any of it and jumps up and says, surprise! And then Oz is like, did anyone just see that guy turn to dust? And Zana's like, yeah, vampires are real. A lot of them live in Sunnydale. Willow will explain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Willow's like, I know it's a lot to take in. He's like, no, it actually explains a lot.
Yeah. Which I liked.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
Anyway, fucking hell, they get the packaging that was the Buffy intercepted. And it's an arm.
It's a fucking arm.
It chokes her out like a son of a bitch.
Do they kill Bookish Lackey at this point?
No, that's later.
Oh.
And then Angel's like, oh, no, this can't be what I think it is. Buffy's like, what? And he's like, it's the arm. Oh. And I was like, oh, it's the judge. And Buffy's like, what's the judge? And he's like, it's this guy who does bad things.
Yeah, it's another spooky demon that the vampires are going to try and bring forth.
Yeah, he
so
burns
roll
the
your eyes in
goodness
unison with
out
me.
Of anyone who's not worthy of being bad enough.
Yeah.
And he kid is impervious to all weapons forged by man.
All weapons forged.
Buffy's like, oh my God, can you explain that to me later? And he's like, sure.
Can you really repeat and put heavy emphasis on the word forged every time you say it? Yeah, sure.
But yeah, Angel's like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. And then Jenny fucking like sidesteps in and is like, I think that Angel should get rid of it and go away for a long time. And Buffy's like, no, you can't. And he's like, I got it, Buffy.
No, I need to jump his dead peen.
Yeah. I can't do that if he's fucking 5,000 Marus away. But Angel's like, oh, I can get a ship to Afghanistan and fucking hide in the belly of a dead Arab. And she's like, she's like, no, but can't you fly? He's like, oh, but daylight. She's like, oh, Angel.
Yeah.
And then Jenny's like, I'll drive you to the docks. And I was like, Jenny, you're and not playing.
Now's no time to feed the ducks, Jenny.
I find that feeding ducks helps me think, Buffy. Buffy's like, well, I don't like ducks unless they're fucking roasted in my labial folds. I make my own hoisin sauce.
You provide the slices of cucumber and spring onion. Nobody knows where the pancakes come from.
Duck. And then they go to the fucking docks. And Angel gives her a
dogs.
Oh, I thought you said dogs. So I fucked a poodle. And now I'm here. He's like, Buffy, now we're here alone. Here's your present. It's a Kladach ring. It's what my people use to signify shit. If you wear it towards you, it means you belong to someone. And he's about to say he loves her, but he can't get the words out in time because fucking bookish lackey and another guy attacks.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
And they steal the arm.
Steal the arm.
And they get...
They're him. Armless.
Yeah.
Kill me now.
And they get thrown... Buffy and Angel get wet because of a river. Because of a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buffy's not because, like, of the ducks or the dogs.
Both of them. Yeah.
The ducks and the dogs team up
and
to push them over the edge of the dock.
They were just running around their feet and as Buffy and Angel trying to like not tread on them and end up falling into the dock.
Yeah.
And the duck goes, quack, our work here is done.
And the dog goes, yes, indeed.
Woof. Yeah. So they go back to Angel's apartment. And you're fucking wet and sexy. And the Buffy's like, oh, Angel.
Oh,
that
Angel.
That water just added to my already intense lubrication. And now I'm just
already severely erect nipples.
Yeah, look, Angel. I tried to take my top off. And instead of dropping to the floor, it just hung off the edge of them.
It just ripped into shreds.
My nipples are like chapel hat pegs. And Angel's like, oh, Buffy. So, yeah, they do it. It cuts to white and then back again. And Angel wakes up all a tither. Yeah.
Yeah, and goes and gets fully dressed so that he can go outside and scream into the rain.
Ah, that's weird.
Yeah. He's in his apartment going, ah, oh, God, pulling his trousers on.
Yeah, why did he run outside at all?
I don't know.
I guess, you know, it is that thing when you're not feeling well or something like that, you do tend to leave the room that you're in. Like, they say that when someone's, like, having, like, a heart attack or something, they tend to get up and leave the room. And so, or if, like, they're choking or something like that, it's just a natural reaction to get up and leave the room.
Mm.
And so that's how a lot of people die, because they go and die in another room to the one that everyone else is in.
Excuse me, I need to go off and die.
Excuse me, I think my heart just stopped.
Yeah. Toodaloo.
Oh, hurry back.
I'm just going to pop into the drawing room.
Yeah, Angel goes outside. He's like, Buffy! And then it goes to be continued.
Yes, we have seen Drusilla put the judge's boxes back together, though.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he do anything, or do we just see that?
He comes out and I almost laughed out loud.
Oh, really?
At the sight of him.
Oh, I thought he looked cool.
I thought he looked fucking stupid. The way, I mean, he looks like all the other fucking stupid demons in this show.
Yeah.
Just like clearly a, you know, a costume made by a props department.
I guess so. Do you know that? That's, I mean, you might have figured that out. It's the same actor who played Luke in the first episode.
Luke?
Do you know, like, the really hench vampire in The Harvest and...
No, it's
the same guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he comes out and he's like, I can smell the love between you guys. And Spike's like, yeah, what of it? Don't forget where the ones have fucking brought you back, cunt. And he's like, ugh.
You big blue bastard.
Yeah, you big blue bastard. He's like, was that a good London accent?
Yeah. I've been away for some time. This is how they used to talk in London.
And the Joe's like, I need something, I'm weak. And then he gets his eyes on the bookish lacquey and he's like, this one reads, is full of something, emotion. And then he puts his hand on his chest and burns into a cinder.
Yeah. So I guess there are like varying degrees of vampire you can be.
Yeah, I don't know why reading makes you less bad, you know? Mm. I mean, he does seem like he's not really like committed to the cause, but
yeah,
I thought that was a stupid reason to kill him.
Mm.
But alas, he does. Yeah. And... yeah, then the fucking angel stuff happens in the end of episode. It's raining outside, by the way. Like, in the episode, not right now.
Yes, indeed, it is.
Yeah, then we fucking scream ourselves right into innocence.
Yes, episode 14.
Yeah.
Innocence. I thought this was, like, episode 13, the last one, I was kind of like, just another, like, fucking... spooky demon that the vampires are summoning, that they'll all get together and kill and stuff. And I was kind of like, going like, hey, all right, let's go through the motions again.
Yeah.
But then this one, the second part of the two-part, might be my favorite episode so far.
Yeah, I feel like Angel going bad, real like it, just the emotional weight of it all that everyone sort of has to reckon with. I think is very like,
yeah, and even like the relationship stuff happening between all the other characters as well. Like the relationships between the characters and the characters' struggles is like 100% where the strength of the show is,
which is this case for any decent show.
Yeah, for sure. If it's like the spooky demon plots. Should always come secondary to that, and this it really does become like they almost make a joke of the judge, like,
yeah,
halfway through this episode, the judge just becomes an afterthought, and I like that. I think it should be,
yeah, I agree. So, what fucking happened? Spike's right about Buffy and Angel still being alive, he's like, oh, they're still alive, and then Drusilla is fucking having like an orgasm on the table because she can feel that something is happening in the cosmos.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Oh, the space-time continuum, Doctor.
Oh, my fucking DeLorean just opened its doors.
Just reached 88 miles an hour, Marty.
Can't wait to go back to the 80s. Well, it's not back to the 80s, I guess. What is it? It's back to the 50s.
Mm.
Like that S Club 7 special. Do you remember that? S Club Back to the 50s?
No.
That was awesome. They drove so fast, they went through like a time warp in the desert. And they ended up in the 50s. And that's where the video for S Club Party is set. If you remember that, it's like set in like the desert and stuff.
Oh, I don't really remember that. Oh,
it was really good. I'm trying to remember what the words are in that bit in S Club Party. Rachel. Oh, fucking hell. Hold on. I need to get this now.
Just go through all their names.
I think it's Tina's doing her dance. John's looking for romance. Paul's getting down on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
While Hannah's screaming out for some more. Hoo-hoo-hoo! Rachel's doing her thing. Want to see Bradley swing. Then we got Joe. She's got the flow. Everybody get ready because here we go. There you go.
S yeah. Club.
Ghetto boys, make some noise. Woo! Hoochie mama, show your nanas.
Show
like,
your
what
nanas.
Is your nana? Is it nana or nanas? If it's your nana, I'm assuming it's your vagina. Your nana is probably your tits.
Well, if you're addressing multiple people, you're saying, mamas, show your nanas. You could be asking all of them to get their pussies out.
So what you're saying is, promiscuous women, show us your vaginas.
So just change the lyrics to that.
Yeah. Ghetto boys make some noise. Woo! Promiscuous women, show us your vaginas. Oh, God, fucking hell. Anyway,
Jesus
Angel's
Christ.
crying at the discotheque. No, he's crying in the alleyway.
But then he's not crying, he's vamping.
Yeah, because a woman comes out smoking a cigarette. She's like, hey, dude, you're okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. He turns around, bites her neck, and somehow inhales her smoke at the same time and breathes it out.
Yeah.
It was a really striking visual, but I thought that I don't understand what happened just now.
Yeah.
You suck the carbon monoxide from her bloodstream.
You're either biting her vein.
Yeah.
Or you're biting her, like, trachea.
It yeah. didn't make sense, but I did think it was a striking visual. The way he breathed out smoke was very impressive.
Mm.
It's a very like clear stream of it. And I was like, that's good.
Jolly good.
Yeah,
jolly
well good, done, sir. Angel. You smoked before. Buffy goes back home, didn't she? The next day.
Does she?
Yeah,
the next note I have is she arrives at the library, confused about where Angel is.
Have I jumped around in time again? No, you just like, she goes back home and I was like, you look different. She's like, yeah, I got fucked last night. And I was like, huh.
And then he disappeared.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel great about it.
And anyway, Buffy goes to fucking the library. She's like, has anyone seen Angel?
She goes to fucking the library.
Yeah, she's like, look, I've had it and now I want more. Xander, Giles, get them out.
One at each end.
Yeah. Let's make a wobbly age for Hellmouth. Oh, God. Yeah, she's worried about Angel because she don't know where he's gone. And Angel, meanwhile, is fucking showing up at the warehouse.
He's gone full Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, doing the dance and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It did remind me of that.
But yeah, the judge shows up and Spike thinks he's going to burn Angel to a crisp, but nothing happens. The judge's like, this one's clean.
Yes, this one has no pizzazz.
This one obviously doesn't read books.
This one never fed the ducks.
This one fucks dogs. Yeah, so Drusilla's like, oh, Angel, you're back. Come and have a cucumber sandwich with me and Miss Eden. Oh, no, right. Buffy didn't go to the library. Everyone's in the library worried about Buffy and Angel because they haven't heard. And then Buffy calls the library saying, has anyone seen Angel?
Oh.
Yeah. And then Buffy goes to Angel's apartment and he's there and he's just a proper cunt to her.
This was like...
It was difficult to watch.
Yeah, it's really like fucking heart-wrenching, man.
God. Yeah, because she's like, oh my God, Angel, I'm so worried, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, I'm fine.
Blah, hey, blah. I'm fine, you know, Buffy.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm the Fonzie. And she's like, oh God, but you just like disappeared. And he's like, what, do you think I want to stay around after that? She's like, what, was I not good? Then he's like, oh, he says something shitty. Like, you were a real pro. You were like a fucking dead horse being dragged through the street on St. Patrick's Day. And then he's like, yeah, I'll call you. And she's like, but Angel, I love you. And he's like, I love you too. And just heads out like, without even looking back at her. And I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
It's crushing.
Mm.
Oh God. It makes me sick just thinking about it.
Willow sees Xander and Cordelia.
Yeah, fucking behind the stacks.
Yeah.
She sees Xander with his tongue.
Stacking behind the fucks.
Yeah, she's like, Xander.
Xander, don't do that.
Xander, get your tongue out of there.
Not in the stack, Xander.
But yeah, Willow runs out into the corridor and Xander's like, look, we're just making out. It means nothing. She's like, no, it does mean something. It means you'd rather be with someone you hate than be with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man. Xander's not a bad catch at all, but I do think Willow is too good for Xander.
She's too smart for him.
Yeah, like she needs someone a bit more quality than him.
Because
they are the Ron and Hermione.
Yeah, like, they really actually, are. Yeah. They really are. Fucking Jenny's Runkle comes back.
Yeah, fucking hell.
And this is when he tells us, if Angel feels a moment of pure happiness,
yeah,
his human soul will disappear.
Yeah. I'm still trying to think of what he fucking calls Jenny. he calls her something, like a gypsy name. Anyway, at the school, they're talking about, oh yeah, so the uncle is like, the curse has been broken, and Jenny's like, fuck, I didn't know.
Fuck! I didn't know.
And then back at the school, they're talking about how to defeat the judge, because they know that the judge is around now. Oh yeah, because fucking before they, that's what happened.
What happened?
After the doc bit, Buffy and Angel went to the warehouse to see what was going on. And the judge, when he'd been brought to life, saw them. And then Buffy and Angel managed to get away and got into the sewer. Yeah, that's what happened. Right, yeah, so that's how they know the judge is alive now.
Mm.
And then Xander's like, and then they're all talking about, oh, what can we use to kill him? No weapon, full dry man. And then Xander has a brainwave. He's like, ah, hold on, I'm a Nudenbinder. And then he's like, Cordelia, I need you to dress like a slut. And then he's like, I need someone with a van. I need someone to drive us. And then Willow's like, ours has a van.
Yeah.
And Xander's like, fine then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't remember exactly why.
They need a van.
Yeah.
To put the rocket launcher in.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah! Anyway, the lights go out. Baby, when the lights go out, Angela shows up and does bad shit. Can't think of a rhyming thing to go with that.
Nothing rhymes with shit.
No. Bit, sit, tit, wit, kit.
I said slit. Nothing rhymes with shit. You don't need to make me look an idiot.
Idiot. But yeah, the lights go out in the school and then...
Yeah, an Angel's there and he's like, Willow, come here.
He's like, Alexander, go and get something, and Willow, come here.
I need to whisper something into your neck.
Yeah, I want to give you a mint. And she's like,
okay. Take a pull on this cigarette. I want to show you a party trick.
It's really cool. I look dead sexy when I do it. Emphasis on the dead. Yeah, and then Jenny shows up and she's like, Willow, don't go near him. But Angel fucking grabs her from behind.
Yeah.
Hey. He's like, hey, I want to taste your fucking BLT.
Minus the LT.
Willow's like, oh, Angel. And then Jenny's like, that's not Angel anymore. And then Buffy shows up.
Mm.
And Angel fucking...
And buffs him.
Yeah. And then he runs away. And he says something and then he runs away.
Yeah.
What does he say? Did I write it down? Buffy shows up and he tells her, things are about to get interesting. That's it. And then they all go to the library.
They all retreat to the haven of the library.
Yeah. But I was like, how did you know that he was bad? And Jenny's like, oh, I saw his face.
Yeah. Mm. And if anyone had thought about that for a second, they would realize it was a weak excuse. Yeah.
The lights were out. No one saw anything.
Mm.
Unless she can see in the dark.
Also, they've seen his face like that before. But everyone just kind of goes, okay.
I mean, you kind of would.
Yeah, they've got bigger things to worry about.
Yeah, like why Buffy is so swollen. She's like, sorry, I sat on a rusty bench. And Giles' like, okay, I accept that. Buffy's like, phew. Willow, quick, give me some Savlon. Anyway, fucking hell, yeah, they can't figure out what happened, but then the Angel's bad.
Yeah, until Buffy has another dream that Jenny features in, and then she's all like, that motherfucker.
Yeah, what happens in the dream? Jenny says something, right?
I can't remember.
Yeah, but Buffy the next day, she goes into Jenny's class and fucking just slams her on the table. And I was like,
choke slams her onto the desk, holds her up by her neck, waits for the crowd to hype up a bit.
Yeah.
And then choke slam.
And then she's like, what do you know? Or something like that.
Yeah. You know something. Tell me.
You knew. I had a dream. I had a dream that you knew. And Jenny's like, you believed in angels. But yeah, Jenny's like, no, I didn't know that that's what was going to happen. I was like, Jenny. And she's like, Jenny. And then Jenny's like, oh, my backstory. And then Buffy's like,
bitch. Oh, thank you. Enough said. Oh, yeah. And then Buffy's like, Jenny's like, I can't help you. Buffy's like, well, take me to someone who can, and then cut to Runkle's place.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I knew you would come.
Welcome to Runkle's.
Yeah, Jana, I knew you would come. Come in. And he turns around, and it's fucking Angel.
Oh, no.
Oh, how did he get in? I guess it wasn't his home. It was just a hotel room, wasn't it? Maybe there's different rules for that.
Was it a hotel room? That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
I think it was.
Let's assume it was.
I mean, it must be, because otherwise, if he was fucking living in the area, why wouldn't he be the one, like, watching over Angel?
Yeah.
I got the sense that he'd, like, travelled in from out of town to remind And so, yeah, that was kind of bad, because then Buffy and Jenny and Giles show up, and fucking the uncle's dead on the bed. Dead on the bed.
Yeah.
And there's fucking blood on the wall. And it says, enemies of the air everywhere.
They've put the uncle's cat up on a torch bracket.
Yeah, fucking hell. No, it says, was it good for you too? In the uncle's blood. And I was like, man, this is so dark.
Yeah.
But yeah.
God damn, Angel. Damn, Angel.
Damn, Angel. You're crazy. You're crazy. Anyway, fucking.
They arrive. Yeah, they arrive at like an army barracks in Scott's van.
And
Oz's van. I still think of him as Scott.
Yeah, it's fine. And Cordelia's like, what are we doing here? And Xander's like, remember, no, we need to get a thing. And then a fucking soldier shows up and says, you got to pass, you got to do a thing, blah, blah, blah. And Xander's like, oh, no, I just want to show her around, you know, try and impress her, you know, do things.
Show her around.
Yeah, every now and then. And the soldier's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And then Zana's like, okay, well, you let us in and I won't.
That's why you've approached our closet with the most phallic weaponry. I see.
That's right. You're holding a fucking dildo with a lighter attached. And then Zana's like, if you let us in, I won't tell anyone that you're not wearing regulation boots. You've left your post and you hold your gun like a sissy. And he like takes his gun off and puts it in his hands in the right way. And the soldier's like, you got 15 minutes.
He's like, I'll be done in 5.
Yeah. That was awesome. But he goes in and Cordelia's like, what are we doing? And then, like, Zion's like, well, remember that when I got turned into, like, a soldier for, like, Halloween? Like, I remember everything.
Yeah. And I remember how to get us in here.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. And that does, like, come up a few times.
Yeah.
Like, in the show, yeah.
Does Buffy remember what it's like to be a...
I thought that as well.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, there wouldn't be much to remember, other than how to sit.
Yeah,
eat a biscuit.
All the proper manners for a lady of that that time. Check all the court gossip.
Yeah, how to hold a fan in front of your face.
Yeah, how to hold a fanny in the proper ladylike way.
Yes, you hold it like a tuna sandwich. But yeah, Xander says, I don't know, him and Cordy say nice romantic stuff between each other, and then he finds what he's looking for.
Yes.
And back in the car, Willow's like, oh, do you want to make out? And Oz is like, you don't want to make out to make Xander jealous, and I don't want that.
So fuck you, Willow.
Yeah, fuck you and your fucking ginger pubes. She's like, you got ginger pubes too? And he's like, oh, fuck. Let's rub them together and see if we can tell which one's which.
See if we can start a fire.
Yeah. We didn't start the fire. That's only a line I know from that song.
It's always burning and the world's been turning.
Yeah. We didn't start the fire. We rubbed our crotches and rubbed our crotch. What ones with crotches?
Watches.
Watches, right. We didn't start the fire, rubbed our crotches, and we stole some watches. Anyway, what happens next?
Buffy and Giles are trying to get ready for a thing. Get ready for, you know, the assault or the plan or whatever it's going to be. And Jenny's like, I can help. Buffy's all, get out. And yeah. Giles is like, she said get out.
And I was like, guys, you're being so unreasonable right now.
Yeah.
I get being upset, but I don't think you should be that upset.
Yeah, it does seem a bit much. Did seem a bit much.
Yeah, she didn't betray, she didn't like actively betray anyone. She just withheld, no. She withheld some information.
She withheld information about what her duty is, and if anything, failed to do that duty.
Yeah.
Because out of loyalty to you guys.
Exactly. And Buffy should understand all about that.
Mm.
So, yeah, I didn't like the way they treated her.
Neither did I, but it was a bit wrenching.
Yeah. But Angel, Drew, and the judge are going to enact whatever plan they have, and they tell fucking Spy to stay behind because he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it make sense that Spike's in a wheelchair?
For like maybe a day or two, yeah. Okay, if it takes just a little while for really severe injuries to heal, then okay. But he seems to be in there for a long time.
Yeah.
Like a couple of weeks.
Because the vampire's like, I mean, he's not out of it yet, up to where I'm at watching. Does he just, do vampires, you know, recover from stuff?
They do, yeah. They recover, like, the same way that, like, you know, like, the Buffy recovers from injuries. Her spikes will, like, hurt. So he goes and fucking gets a jar of mayonnaise out of the fridge and starts eating it with a spoon.
Starts writing an angry letter to the developers of the mall about how it's not wheelchair accessible.
Yeah. He's like, there's no lift.
There's no ramps.
There's not even an escalator. That's how you pronounce it in a British accent, right? The crew go to the warehouse and it's fucking empty. And they're like, oh, where would you go if you were a guy trying to kill a lot of people? And I was just like, I know where you would go.
Yeah. To mall. Yeah, which is also just a short 2-minute hike.
Yeah.
Down the road.
It's right next door.
Yeah.
It's the high school mall, Bronze, Buffy's house.
And then 43 churches.
Yeah. Yeah, so they fucking go into the mall and the judge starts, like, he can burn people away just from, like, looking at them now, right?
Yeah, he can get his zap on.
Yeah. So he creates, like, a chain of, like, zappiness between all the people there.
Yeah, starts killing a bunch of people.
Yeah, but Buffy fucking is there. She hits him with a crossbow and he's like, don't you know the weapons of man can't hurt me? And she's like,
no weapon forged can kill me.
Buffy's like, what about something made by machinery? And then she gets out a fucking rocket launcher. And he's like, what does that do? And then I did like that Drusilla and Angel are like, fuck, 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 fuck. And like, run and jump off the balcony. And she fucking throws a rocket launcher and he fucking blows him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did like that.
I liked the way the judge came and went as well.
Yeah.
It was and like,
Drusilla has a fucking breakdown again. She's like, oh, Miss Edith ain't gonna be happy. She wanted to sit on that big blue dick. Anyway, fucking hell, Buffy and Angel have a showdown in the lobby of the in mall movie theater, I guess. But yeah, they fight and then it's raining and
she ball busts him.
Yeah, I did like that Buffy was a bit more super in this fight than usual.
Mm.
She like kicks a bit more ass than she usually does.
Yeah. Well, it served the story, so
yeah,
she's as super as the story needs her to be.
But yeah, she goes to stake him and she can't. He's like, you can't kill me.
She's like, give it time.
Yeah, she kicks him in his nuts. Really fucking hard. She probably swings that leg back and...
We end on a lovely scene on the couch with Buffy and her mom.
Yeah, mom brings her out a cake, like a little cupcake with a candle, and she's like, gonna blow the candle out? Buffy's like, I just want to watch it burn.
You've blown enough.
Yeah. Buffy, I want you to take this candle, I want you to put it in your mouth and act like it was the boy's dick you obviously sucked the other night.
About the same size, right?
Yeah. And at every moment, I want you to pause and tell me what it tastes like. I'll be recording this to send your father. Yeah, fucking hell. Then end of episode.
Yeah.
End of this episode.
Yeah.
So yeah, fucking hell. I hope you fucking enjoyed it. I enjoyed it as much as I loved meat sandwiches. fucking hell. Come find us on our Patreon.
Yes, indeed.
Patreon.com/PoilyRed. Our exclusive series, Poorly Read of the Movies. $3.99 a month, 2 episodes a month. It's fucking good.
Nice, succinct. Like it. We've also got some fucking merch. Which you can get at poorlyred.redbubble.com. And that was poorlyred.redbubble.com. I feel like I should maybe enunciate the URL a bit better there. And there's some cool designs and shit. You can get yourself some fucking merch.
Yeah, and visit us on Instagram at PoilyRedPods where you get all the latest announcements and other fucking Tom's foolery.
Yes, you can go. You can see some of my foolery.
Yeah, without further ado, I've been Gifted.
And I've been Tom.
And Buffy's, this episode especially, has been Puffy.